Flint, the most violent city in the nation, a failed city, an urban wasteland. These are the headlines that have defined Flint, but they don't tell the whole story. Welcome to Flint is a collaborative project by photographers Juan Madrid and Brett Carlson. The two New York-based artists traveled on and off to Michigan trying to capture the city of Flint. Current State's Emmanuel Berry spoke to the pair about their project. Brett Carlson said he became interested in Flint after studying Michael Moore's Roger and Me in school.
I graduated from RIT, where Juan and I both attended college in the late winter of 2012. And looking around for positions, I had found an internship listing at the Flint Journal, which is Flint's newspaper. I'd kind of become a little bit fascinated with it through a documentary studies class watching Michael Moore's documentary Roger and Me. While I don't 100% agree with everything with Michael Moore as a person, I really loved his style of work and really loved that particular film a lot. So it kind of grabbed me, and I applied and ended up getting accepted, so I headed there. While I was at the internship, that wasn't the best fit for me, but I really fell in love with the city and just wanted to keep photographing and working in the area. And then started to talk to Juan about it as I was doing it, and he also expressed interest.
Juan, I guess, why were you drawn into this project? Brett was in the city, kind of liked it. Why did you decide to join?
I was shooting a lot in Rochester, having gone to college there, and it's got a similar vibe as Flint, where a big business went down, and there's a lot of more depressed areas, and people are having trouble. So I'm really drawn to areas like that, and having never really been out of New York a lot, I figured it was a great chance to just jump into something new right before I was going back to my final year of college. So I just went there and fell in love with the city like Brett did. People were very welcoming.
When you initially approached this project, I guess, what were your goals? And I guess, have those aims changed as the project has progressed?
Originally, the idea was to have me more portray the good and Brett portray the bad in Flint, and I think that was a really black-and-white approach, and as we got more comfortable, I know he spent a lot more time in Flint having had the internship, but we both started just moving into more complex stories, and it's just like with any style of photography, as you get more comfortable, you can start telling a more nuanced story.
And Brett, what about you?
You know, one of the trips I know Juan was photographing primarily, and I was kind of, when you make these documentaries and these photo projects, you kind of have sometimes you'll go out there and you might make no pictures that you really like for a whole week. And I was having one of those weeks, and I know I was sitting in the library a lot of the days just reading on the history of Flint and the history of mid-Michigan, and kind of really falling in love with the story, the fact that Flint went through hard times over and over again, but literally through the resilience of the people there has found a way out. And that was worded in a book that was written in the middle of the 20th century before, you know, on the rise of Buick and all these things. So when I read that, I was kind of like, okay, this is kind of a really important factor that Flint can get out of this. And the people of Flint are going to have beauty, strength, and power through whatever is going on. So I think we both kind of start to look for those moments, you know, the beauty and the misery or whatever you want to label it as, where basically there's strength and power and beauty in this pretty desolate place. And we also experience that from hanging out there. I mean, the people there, like Juan said, are very welcoming, and they're literally my best friends live in Flint, Michigan. Some of them are people I photograph, some of them are not, but you know, I have some pretty close bonds with people there, and that's because they're just honest, really welcoming, just good people. I don't know how to express it better than that.
Can you, Brett, can you tell me a little bit of stories behind some of the photographs that you've captured?
Yeah, I mean, my personal favorite photograph is it's a vertical photograph of a man kind of caressing or petting a dog's head. That was taken, you know, the man is a drug dealer, and that's a baby pit bull he had just gotten a few days before. And I'm, you know, kind of hanging out in this house photographing, you know, they're playing dice and, you know, counting money and just kind of whatever. And this little dog is kind of scared and kind of running around on the ground, and he's petting and holding and caressing this dog's head. And I kept working around to get that picture, which was, you know, I was really happy with the photograph. But also it kind of had a metaphor of the way the culture of drug dealers and these kind of you know, I wouldn't say gang lifestyle, but this questionable livelihood happens. You're a young person and you're scared, and then somebody older comes and introduces you to this lifestyle. And I thought that was an exact metaphor with this puppy who's scared, and this guy, you know, is holding him and petting him because he cares for him, you know. But it's kind of the same thing on the streets with the teenagers and young people getting caught up in violence or drugs or problems because they're scared and they don't know what to do next, and these guys offer an answer.
And Juan, what about you? Do you have a favorite photograph with a story behind it that's a favorite, or just a favorite experience in Flint?
Yeah, I took a photograph of a man with Lost Soul tattooed on his face. And he, like, we talked for at least a half an hour, if not an hour, just about his life and where he'd come from. And it actually makes pretty good connection with the dog photo, because at 18, he committed a murder that was gang-related and then spent around 12 years in prison. But he finally, after another smaller crime, got into or figured out that he didn't want to be spending his life like that. So he went and got a job at a corner store and tried to be a role model for younger people in his neighborhood. And he's just been working at that now and talks to the kids. And just the way he, like, opened his life up to me and let me know all this, like, straight face-to-face on our first meeting was probably one of the most powerful experiences I've had in Flint.
Did you guys ever feel like outsiders kind of coming in and to this and I guess invading kind of this territory, or did you find that, you know, people were really welcoming and willing to share? Brett, if you want to speak to this.
I think it's a mix of both. I mean, we are outsiders. We're not from here. Sometimes that helps. Sometimes people, you know, Flint doesn't get a lot of attention in the media. And I think, you know, the fact that when I wanted to do this, people kind of get excited that someone from outside of Flint wants to pay attention to Flint because they, you know, find it for whatever reason, you know. And I think that's kind of been a plus, that, you know, signs there's situations where I get into because, you know, oh, yo, this is Brett. He's from New York. And, like, it'll, oh, wow, he's from New York. That must mean he's important, which, you know, I don't really believe is true. I mean, yeah, in ways, I guess it's important what we're doing. But I don't think because I'm from New York, I'm a more important person. I'm not egotistical like that. But I think that it helps. It helps access. And then other times, there's certainly, you know, I think since we've kind of gotten a little bit of press on the project, I think it's been kind of a backlash where people are assuming that we're some kind of outsiders that just want to show the negative side of Flint. So that's been kind of troubling, to say the least.
Yeah, I saw that in looking at one of the pieces that they did about you. And I was a little confused because I felt like there were positive images in there. And I think a lot of the criticism that was that you guys were, a lot of the photographs were negative centric.
I think we kind of had the same reaction. I know I did, where, that's not neither of our agendas is to paint Flint in a negative light at all. We both are very fond of it, to say the least. But also, I didn't see that, you know, and there was one or two commenters on the feature shoot article that were kind of like, well, there's clearly beauty in this misery. But I think, you know, people that act like what we're showing is the only thing in Flint. I mean, when you have a place that has estimates between 30% and 50% vacancy rates and high unemployment, and, you know, they went from 70,000 employees at GM to 7,000, and there hasn't been another big employer come in, and, you know, dwindling citizens rates or, you know, amount of citizenship in the city of Flint, and you can go on any side of the city and see, you know, prostitutes and drug dealers and burnout houses, you know, these things are not in any way hidden. That being said, our project isn't all about that, and that edit was particularly, I don't know, it's hard to find truly positive things that are changing the community, I think, and I think that's hard in any city, mm-hmm. But that's certainly a goal, at least personally for me. I've been working towards that and working on that while I photograph. It's just kind of hard to say, like, well, this community garden will fix, you know, the 40% vacancy rate and the fact the city can't even afford to tear down buildings. Like, I don't think, you know, when you tell me to focus on that like it's a solution, I think I'm lying to everybody.
Well, and what about you? How do you think, or has this project changed you as a photographer?
I wasn't really shooting people a lot beforehand, and now I photograph people all the time. But more about the negative, like, view of the project, mm-hmm. I think it's for me at least, it's gone from being about the black and whites to more about the struggle. And I do think that the project, for me at least, is kind of sad because it's just the atmosphere in Flint. Like, it's what it used to be, and it's not that anymore. But, I mean, I think that's just a big part of it. And for me at least, I'm trying to create a body of work that shows these issues in an American city and why we as a people allow the system to be run like this and to allow that kind of conversation to kind of start.
What do you think, Brett, that you've learned about Flint through this project? And I guess what do you hope audiences or people who view your photos take away?
I had a conversation with another photographer, and we were kind of going through the body of work on my side, my section of photographs. And, you know, we were kind of discussing the fact that in America there's a few of these, like, sacrificial cities, was the kind of loose, not appropriate term we use. But basically, where industry was huge, you know, Flint was the richest city in the country per capita at one time. And then, you know, the employer leaves, and then the city goes down. And it's all in the name of somebody's stocks or someone's financial portfolio or something like that. And I think that's kind of the broader thing I've kind of learned, is just seeing that reality up close and personal. And I think just anything, it's just a complex issue. There's not an easy solution to the problem that Flint faces or other cities like Flint face. But at the same time, you know, through the resilience of the local people and the, you know, the bootstrap initiatives, I think that's the way the problem will be solved. But that's still, you know, that's the best answer I've found. And I don't know if that is the answer still. It's just a guess.
One, what are your guys' next steps? Do you have more photos to take? Are you guys planning on putting this into a book or something? Yeah.
Honestly, I'd like to be shooting there as much as possible, but funds are just always there. And we are hoping to, well, we are planning on making a newsprint publication, which we want to release in Flint for free and then sell for as cheap as we can elsewhere, just to start getting this conversation within the community itself, but also so other people see how it is.
Photographers Juan Madrid and Brett Carlson, their project is called Welcome to Flint. Both of you guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.